Six Nations elected council say they would like to see their consultation and accommodation process team, or CAP team, focus on housing and building development projects within the city of Brantford and its other neighboring communities. Council voiced their concerns during the September 25th political liaison meeting that Six Nations is entitled to be compensated or accommodated on the various projects due to Six Nations land rights. The projects include the current renovations being done to the Brantford and District Civic Center and a proposed redevelopment of the Freshco Plaza on Market Street in downtown Brantford. Councillor Sherry Lynn Hill-Pierce says she would like to see the CAP team's focus shift to the city of Brantford due to the number of construction projects under development.
I guess for me, I would like to see, I think I said like even just not one person, but I know there's not enough staff, but really focus on Brantford and Brant County, because even going on our walks and stuff, there's a lot of development happening. And it just makes questions how much consultation do we know about at this table? So I guess for me, I would just like to see more for sure of highlights of Brantford and Brant County.
Taylor Hill of Six Nations CAP team says quarterly meetings are had with Brantford on any projects they're involved in. She says many of the projects being discussed by council may see the obligation to consult fall on a different organization within each project.
We do have like quarterly meetings with the some of the staff at Brantford, but they only can bring forth the projects that the city of Brantford is actually involved in. So I think a lot of these projects are outside proponents, so they don't usually, they're supposed to be doing, I guess, their own engagement and consultation. So when we do meet the staff, they do go through like the projects that they're involved in. But any like proponents that are building on the outside aren't reaching out or aren't included in those meetings.
Council suggested that a request be submitted for the city of Brantford's development plan. Councillor Greg Fraser says he believes that Six Nations should look to address these issues quickly and says immediate engagement with Six Nations and its CAP team should be a requirement on all the city's developments.
I think that we required an immediate engagement, I think, with our CAP team and maybe a council representative to the same extent, like to be involved with all their development and their development plan. I don't know if that could be set forth and put in place fairly soon, but I think it's something that should be addressed fairly quickly.
Councillor Hill-Pierce says that the city of Brantford are approving these projects and that more attention is needed from council and its CAP team.
Somebody's signing off on these, and it's Brantford are signing off on all these things because they're gloating of how much money they're getting. And I guess that's the part that bothers me, is because there is so much development, we just need to pay a lot more attention to it when they're bringing in that kind of money, because Brantford is signing off on them.
Councillor Audrey Pellis-Bonberry says Six Nations has a right to be accommodated on these projects because of Six Nations land rights.
I think that also any engagement, we should be having engagement and accommodations for all this stuff that goes up. We deserve part of that because it's on our land. And I think we have to make sure that we meet with them to let them know that we would like to be accommodated for all the building going on around us in the tract.
CAP team member Peter Graham addressed the main concerns brought up by council, saying discussions have begun on the proposed Freshco Plaza redevelopment, and states that he has reached out additionally about the arena renovations as well.
A bit more on the arena. We have requested a meeting from Brantford. I guess from my personal perspective, it's more challenging, what kind of outcomes desired. They believe it's renovations that does not, kick in duty to consult.
Six Nations elected council accepted the CAP team's monthly report as information and passed a motion for meetings to be scheduled to include Six Nations elected council, Six Nations CAP team, and the city of Brantford. Council also stated that a similar process will be made with its other neighboring communities.